to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast universe of lore behind the Mass Effect games. We'll talk about all the details you may have missed, ask the hard questions, and more. All right. Welcome, friends. This is the Mass Effect Lorecast, and this is our very special end of September patron episode / Mass Effect Lorecast quiz show. This is your host, Tom or Robots. I'm here, as usual, with our Mass Effect expert, lore expert. Can I call you that, Sam?
Sure. Anything that I'm called today, I guess I can go for it just for today, at least.
Anything at all. All right. You guys heard that. You can call them whatever you want.
I don't know all of the lore. I'm not going to pretend like I know everything in the game, the games rather. But I do know enough to have written the questions for this trivia show that we're about to hold. So I'm yes. pretty anxious about yes. that.
So we have a bunch of people here today. I'm just going to go down the list. We're all going to wave at the camera. Hello to everyone. We have Turbo Toboggan, Lena, Andrew, Psych, Genesis, N7 Legend, who is here, myself, Sarah, Sovereign, Teacup, Trevor, and Sovcell. Sovcell?
I'm in here twice. Right? I'm cheating.
You're in here twice. Yeah. Why? That's weird. Okay. So we've got a few people here. I guess I could make a Sovereign not show up on stream, huh?
Yeah, that's my audio.
That's your audio. Okay. There we go. Hi, non-video participants. There we go. And we're still getting stuff set up, I guess you could say, but we are here. We are ready to go. And how is this going to work, Sam? How does this thing work? Well, we're going to be generous right at the start of this, because we have all of these participants here. If you are not watching the video part of this, you might want to tune in to the new Mass Effect Lorecast YouTube channel, because we've moved everything over from the Robots Radio YouTube channel to the Mass Effect Lorecast YouTube channel. So go look this up if you're not part of our live show. If you're part of our live show, welcome to the live show. You guys can chime in with your own answers to the questions, because our contestants should not be watching the live show right now, because it would be giving away some things. So don't do it. Don't do it, contestants. Do not look, because they might be giving you the wrong answers anyway. So don't trust them. Don't trust them. They might be fooling you. All right. So here we go. So everybody who is a contestant right now could potentially win this. And what does that mean, Sam? What could they potentially win?
So they could potentially win, of course, the bragging rights over all other patrons of the Mass Effect Lorecast to say that, hey, you know what? Of all of the people who support this show, an awesome show, might I add, of all of the people who support this show,
so humble.
I'm the one with the most advanced knowledge. Of course, they could say that. But then there's also another little treat that we've included on this. And I'm not sure if we want to put it on screen right now, but it's something that Tom and I have picked out that I think would do very well in helping whoever wins this trivia contest to brag about it and sport their knowledge very publicly. Of course, they can make this thing that they get, they could include it on their new avatar. I would encourage that, at least for the Discord channel that we have going. But they could also wear it physically, because it is a physical thing that they can wear.
Yeah, I should have prepped the image for this. I don't actually have the image ready, but so I'm sure everybody's chomping at the bit. What is it?
Right. So it is the Medal of Valor. That is the same achievement that is awarded to anyone who completes Mass Effect on Insanity level difficulty. So it is the Medal of Valor. And of course, you can pin it on your shirt, or you can just take a picture of it and use it as your Discord photo. Like I said, it's kind of up to you. But I figure that would be a nice little way to sport your expertise of the lore every month that we have these patron chats.
Yes. So the winner, we will be sending out a Medal of Valor to the winner. We'll be shipping it to you. So whoever wins this will get their own Medal of Valor. You get to pin it on your shirt. You can wear it on future chats. You can show it off on camera, as you will forever have been a winner of this quiz show. Wear it nice and proud. Put it as your picture on the Discord. So bragging rights, and you can wear it for everyone to see. So this will be awesome. And we need to get started with the show, though, because we've got three different segments, potentially a fourth. The first segment, we will have some questions. Each question will be worth a certain number of points. There will be numbered questions. The second part, we will have multiple choice. And in the third part, you will get to wager your points. So you will have a chance to catch up. So by the end, it all comes down to that. And to start out, you will start with 1,000 points, 1,000 credits. We're just going to call these credits. So at the top left of your paper, your whiteboard, give yourself 1,000 credits to start, just for being here, starting with 1,000 points. Congratulations, you're already up 1,000 points. Look at that. All right.
We'll call this the enlistment ceremony.
The enlistment ceremony. Congratulations, you have been enlisted.
Here's your bonus.
Here's your bonus. This is your starting bonus, 1,000 credits. Do with it what you will. Don't spend it all in one place. All right, here we go. Question number one. All of these questions are answered with simply a number. Simply a number. Question number one. Everybody needs to write down your answer on the boards and then hold it up in front of the camera so that we can see that the answer is, in fact, correct or incorrect. Each of these questions is worth an extra 25 credits. Here we go. Answer question number one. How many Citadel Councilor members are there after the end of Mass Effect 1? Again, how many Citadel Council members are there after the end of Mass Effect 1? Don't show your answers yet. Don't show your answers yet. Don't give away the answers. Don't give away the answers. It may or may not be right. Don't give away the answers when I say ready to show them. We will all show them at the same time. All right, show your answers. Everybody show your answers. The correct answer is 4. If you put the answer 4, give yourself 25 extra points. The correct answer is 4. Why is the answer 4, Sam?
Well, that would, of course, be the Turians, the Asari, and the Salarians, but also the humans, because we are talking about after the end of Mass Effect 1. So the humans at that point have gained a seat at the council.
Plus 25 points. There you go. Combat Vet got an extra 25 points. And if you are in chat right now, you can keep your own points going to see if you can beat our contestants. This is a lot of fun. If you're playing at home later on, keep your points as well. If you're listening on the podcast, keep your own points going. We'll see if you can beat them by the end of the show, because this will be a lot of fun as well for you. All right. Question number two. How many years after the First Contact War, also known as the Relay 314 incident, does Mass Effect 1 begin? We're looking for a specific number of years. How many years after the First Contact War? Don't show your answers yet. Also known as the Relay 314 incident, does Mass Effect 1 begin? Number of years. We're just going to give you a few seconds here. How many years? Just about 3 more seconds. Put an answer down. 2, 1. All right, show your answers. All the answers are up. If you put down 26, give yourself 25 more points. Sam, 26.
Damn it.
26 years, huh? Oh, we got it. We got it. Damn it.
It is 26. It is 26. And that's kind of unbelievable considering some of the dialogue that was included in the first game, because Navigator Presley says that I think he says that his grandfather served in the First Contact War. And at that point, Navigator Presley looks like he is well into what in the Mass Effect universe would probably be his 70s or 80s, considering that people live to about 150 then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to wonder, like, what was his grandfather doing in that war only 26 years ago? All right, question number three. How old is Commander Shepard at the beginning of Mass Effect 1? At the start of Mass Effect 1, how old is Commander, whatever you named them, Shepard? Give you a few seconds. Chat, you can always chime in with your thoughts on this one. The age of Commander Shepard, beginning of Mass Effect 1. 3 seconds. Got your answers down. 2, 1. All right. Show them. We've got a few different answers here. We've got 26, 29, 32, 28.
Ooh.
And the correct answer is 29. Not quite no. 30. No, no, we got to know.
It all depends on whether or not you play before or after April, on whether or not Shepard starts out as 28 or 29.
Oh.
Before or after April?
His birthday.
In the real world? Is it based sure. on a real world time thing?
Oh, I see. I see. You know what? That's a good point. And I think we should probably give plus or minus one.
So 28 or 29 is correct? Okay. So if you put 28, or that's a fair point. If you put 28 or 29, give yourself 25 points.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm apparently crap at math because I keep getting one off.
Oh, no. Just, oh, that's rough. All right. Let's do a quick point check. Who is up 75 points? Because you got all of the first three answers correct. We've got one hand. Sav. Sav is the only one so far with all three answers correct. Sav is in the lead. Congratulations. All right. Here we go. Question four.
Wait, Sovereign.
Sovereign, right. Question four. In what year does humanity discover a cache of Prothean data on Mars, leading them to Mass Effect technology and FTL flight? We're looking for a year. What year does humanity discover a cache of Prothean data on Mars, leading them to Mass Effect technology and faster than light flight or travel? Looking for a year. I'll give you a hint. This is in the Common Era. That was a big hint. I know that was a really big hint. This was not in the ancient.
Yeah, you might as well just give it to him.
Before Common Era times. This was closer to our current day than not.
When we were walking upright.
This is when we were walking. This is when we were, Homo sapiens. All right. Let's see the answers. Show your answers. What do we have? We got a few different numbers here up on the screen. Most of them starting with a 2000. Right. We're in the right ballpark here. The number is 2,148. If you got the year 2,148, give yourself 25 points. Any commentary on this one, Sam?
Well, just that it is the very beginning of Mass Effect 1 where this is revealed through the little text block that we're given a la, in a galaxy far, far away, that kind of text block. So this is one of the very first details that players might notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question number five, around how many years is each cycle before Reapers harvest all advanced organic life? We talked about this in a very recent episode. This came up very recently. Around how many years is each cycle before Reapers harvest all advanced organic life? Number of years. I'll give you another hint. It is more than three.
Threeve.
Can you imagine if they came every 3 years? That would be a lot of work.
Well, humanity would definitely still be in its infancy.
they'd be like they come back into the galaxy. Wow.
Same thing as 3 years ago. All right.
Back out again.
Same shit, different day.
Same shit Reapers again.
Just flying off with a bunch of babies.
Really no evolutionary progress.
Back out. All right. Let's see your number of years. What do you guys put? We've got 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, and 50,000. I think you all put 50,000.
50,000.
And I think that you all got the correct answer. Congratulations. 25 points. They cleaned up that one. They must listen to the podcasts.
Yeah, I think that we have some podcast listeners here, if not Codex readers.
Codex readers. All right, question number six. Not counting sub variations. How many endings can you choose from in Mass Effect 3? So these are main variations. How many endings can you choose from in Mass Effect 3? I should have like thinking music.
Does a rage quitting count as an ending?
No.
Oh no. What, you don't have the rights to Jeopardy?
Is that no. I don't. The SCP music? I'd have
That's
to change.
That's at the end of the SCP episodes.
That is the end of the SCP episodes. You're right.
You have got to be kidding me.
I could use that quote every time. All right. Let's see. I think a lot of you guys are going to get this one right. We need a number. We don't need a list. Number of endings. All right. Let's see them. How many? Dun, 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 dun. I see a three. I see a three. I see a three. I see a three. I see a fuzzy thing. I think that's a four. I see a four. The correct answer for 25 points is four.
Said not including subplots.
Not including subvariations, Sam.
Not including subvariations, yep. So I mainly threw that caveat in there because if you did include subvariations, then you would get into the, well, there's the destroy ending, but then there's the destroy ending where everyone dies. And there's the destroy ending, but then there's this destroy ending where only like a few people die. And you see what I mean? So what I meant was there are four main endings to Mass Effect 3, which are control, refuse, or control, synthesis, destroy, and refuse.
Okay, so it's how many decision options do you have at the end of Mass Effect, not how many endings are there?
Well, yeah, you could word it like that.
I thought you meant pre-DLC, meaning without the choose and do nothing option. So that's why I put 3, because the do nothing option was added with the extended cut.
This one is fairly vague. Should we give everybody points on this one due to the vagaries around it? All right.
Yeah, we got some tough ones coming up. So
all right,
let's go ahead and give everyone all points. Right. I think everyone did three.
This counts depending on when you play through the game too, right? Due to the, if you had the DLC or not. So
yeah, that's right.
Okay. So everybody gets points on this one. Congratulations. You argued well. I think that a valid rational argument should be respected. I think that we live in a world where rational arguments should get more respect. Congratulations. All right, here we go. Next question. How many currently existent sentient races are widely known about throughout the Milky Way galaxy? This one's interesting. Again, how many currently existent sentient races? Currently existent sentient races are widely known about throughout the Milky Way galaxy. Count them in your heads.
Yeah, I think we can probably extend the the timer on this one because it might take a little while for
Give
people
it
to
some
count,
thought. So. Give it some thought. The number is more than three. That's my hint. That's my, you know, I'm helping you guys out here. So you got that going for you. We got some guesses in the live chat here. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I will give you a hint. They are more than three.
This episode is called More Than Three.
More Than Three. This episode is brought to you by the number More Than Three.
By the letter Threve.
Threve. Uno, dos, tres. Tres. Which means three in Espanol. And,
it is really hard to concentrate when you keep saying a number.
Dead space is bad on a podcast.
We'll
and also bad for thinking. All right, we'll give you a few more seconds.
Just as a reminder, just as a reminder to everyone in chat, you're free to guess, you know, whatever questions that you have answers to. And as a reminder to all of our patrons, it probably doesn't behoove you to listen to chat, because I've watched a few of these episodes on the Elder Scrolls one. and as you know, Tom, chat likes messing with Lotus quite a lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we do these sometimes with our Elder Scrolls group, and my co-host Lotus ends up being one of the contestants often. In fact, we've had shows where we've had like Lotus versus somebody else, and chat will sometimes give Lotus purposely bad information. So sometimes it's better not to pay attention to chat. We're going to do an episode of this week with the Fallout Lorecast, where we're going to do quest title, like quest name, or bad sci-fi movie.
Oh, that's a good contest.
Yes, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. All right, I think we're at the time limit here. Put your answers down. Just gotta commit to a number. All right, everybody, show your numbers. Here we go. We've got some numbers on the screen. We have everything from 19 to 12, 13, 11, 12, 1. No, that's 10. It's backwards. Okay. Oh. 01 is actually 10. All right, let's see. The correct answer is 13.
I forgot the Vorcha.
Yeah.
Sam? Are you counting the Yogg or not? Because Sam, I'm so confused if I should count them.
We are, list them we out are for us. Not counting the Yogg because they are not widely known about.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, list them out for us.
Are we, counting the Reapers and the Geth?
Yeah, that too.
I actually am counting the Geth, but not the Reapers, because they do not live in the Milky Way.
Sovereign!
Did you count the Protheans, since they technically do?
They are not. I would not say that the Prothean race currently exists throughout the Milky Way. No.
So, humans, Asari.
Collectors.
Humans, Asari, Turians, Salarians, Drell, Hanar, Batarians, Corians, Geth, Elcor, Volus, Vorcha.
Yeah, and to answer, I didn't see who asked it, but I would not count the collectors either, because as far as I'm concerned, they are little more than Prothean versions of husks. So, okay. Yeah.
Like the Mass Effect Council of Nicaea.
I think we're getting off on tangents.
A lot of people aren't going to get that, but that's hilarious to me. I like that. Okay.
So I enjoyed that joke.
Enjoyed that joke a lot too. So 25 points if you put 13. Moving on to number 8. We've got, not including the Citadel, how many main mission planets are there in Mass Effect 1? Not including the Citadel, how many main mission planets are there in Mass Effect 1? So think through where you go, Mass Effect 1, for only the main missions. It's shorter than it feels like.
This is why I regret driving around in the Mako, because now I'm forgetting which ones were main missions and which one was just me.
Just tooling around in that Mako, trying to not flip yourself over. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. You got to think through those. All right. We're not going to give you a ton of time on this one, because we only have so much time for the show, and we might have to skip the rest of these questions, because we have more questions than we have time to get through, because we got to get to the multiple choice questions. So we might have to skip some of these.
I think we can get through the other two number questions.
We've got three more.
Because the last one should be pretty quick.
We got three more. So we're on question 8 of 11.
Oh, yeah. I meant the 11th one as a tiebreaker.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Show your answers. We got some 5s, 6, a 4. I think it's a 4. Yep. All right. The correct answer is 6. Eden Prime, Therum, Pharos, Noveria, Vermeer, and Ilos. All right. I see some cheering. And some
No, that was me just saying crap over and over.
crap. I see some crap.
Son of a bitch.
25 points if you put six. All right, number nine. How many potential squad mates are there in Mass Effect 2, including the DLC? How many potential squad mates are there in Mass Effect DOS 2.0, including DLC?
What's up, Turbo Toboggan?
Turbo's got a question.
I got a question. Does that include the Shadow Broker?
Includes all of the DLC.
Okay.
Total number of squad mates. Mass Effect.
Just as a, just as a clarification, this will make it easier for people to visualize, I think. When you're playing Mass Effect 2 and you look at the squad mate screen, think about that screen. Think about how many people are on there.
Don't remember, but okay.
Seeing a bunch of silhouettes, but nothing like nothing concrete.
All right. You guys ready? Here we go. Show your answers. All right, we've got a bunch of answers in here. We've got a bunch of different numbers. If you put 12 or 13.
Yes, and there's a very specific reason behind that. If you put 12, then you likely listed Garrus, Thane, Legion, Tally, Samara, Kasumi, Zaid, Jacob, Miranda, Morden, Jack, and Grunt. But you could have also listed Morinth. So that would technically bring it to 13 potential squad mates. As Turbo Toboggan brought up, it would be conceivable that you would list Liara as well. I would not consider Liara a potential squad mate because she is kind of very temporary for the game. So I think counting Samara and Morinth as two separate people and making the total 13 gives it a good margin of error since we're accepting 12 as well.
So 12 or 13, 25 points. All right, question number 10. What is the max amount of credits you can get in Mass Effect 1? Max amount of credits in Mass Effect 1. Throw in an answer. I'm only going to give you a few seconds to come up with this one. 3, 2, 1. Let's see what you put. I see a whole lot of nines. There's a lot of nines. A whole lot of nines. 75,000. If you put 999, comma, 999, comma, 999.
I'm sorry. I actually had a typo in this. It is 999999.
So it's 9,999,999. So you did typo that, cool. Yes.
Correct. I fell asleep on the keyboard.
The nine key. So 9,999,999 is the correct answer. If you put that, you got 25 extra points. All right. What are the totals? Where are we at right now? Let's see how many points you guys have. Who has anybody gotten everything right so far? Has anybody gotten 8 out of the 10 correct? We've got 1675. We've got 1150. 2025. So, that's pretty solid.
So we've had 10 questions so far, and each of those questions has been worth 25 points. Mm-hmm. So that comes to a maximum of 250 points or credits, rather, that you could add on to your 1,000 credit balance at the beginning.
I can't math, apparently. You can't math.
So the highest amount of points you could have is 1,250 points. If you got them all right.
I went from 1,075 to 2,000. Because
so 25 points per question. So go back through, look through your questions. If you mark them right, add 25 points for each question. So 1,225, 9 right. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it helps when you don't go by 75.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm thinking about it now. You might want to just denote
mark them
how
right
many
wrong.
Questions of each question of each category that you've gotten right or wrong,
right?
And then we can calculate it at the end. So just make a note if you got the question
give
right
it a
or
check
wrong.
Or an X when you get them right or wrong. All right, multiple choice coming up next. Here we go. All you have to do is put A, B, C, D, or E. Here's the first question. On which planet does Shepard receive a vision from a Prothean artifact of a Cro-Magnon hunter's memories? A, Garvug, B, Elitania, C, Eden Prime, D, Gay Hinnom. Am I pronouncing these right? I'm so bad at pronouncing
things. You are,
E, Ilos. I'm so bad at pronouncing words, names, places. I'm really bad at it, so I apologize.
Even if I've heard them, makes it easy.
Yeah, even when I've heard them, when I read them again, I'm just like out the door. So again, A, Garvig, B, Elitania, C, Eden Prime, D, Gay Hinnom, or E, Ilos. Maybe I'll let Sam do the. I'll read the question. You can read out the potential answers.
Drum roll, please. The correct answer to this question.
Wait. Show the answers.
Yep. Show the answers. All right. So I see B. I see one C. I see, is that C? I see another C and I see another B.
Okay.
So the answers were either, I saw people answer either Elitania or Eden Prime. The answer is Elitania, B.
So B, if you put B, you got that one correct. Congratulations.
It's such a pretty planet name. I love it.
Elitania.
It is beautiful. And for particular listeners, they might remember that it's my favorite side planet mission in Mass Effect 1, because it is that exact planet where you receive that text-based vision, which isn't really a vision at all, but it's super cool, super ancient aliens-esque.
It's like that unique model. It's like the only model of its kind in the game. That's what makes it cool, I think.
Yeah.
So question number two, multiple choice. What is the elusive man's true name? A, Donovan Hawk, B, Steve Bannon, C, Terrence Bollea, D, Jack Harper, E, Jeff Moreau. Again, A, Donovan Hawk, B, Steve Bannon, C, Terrence Bollea, D, Jack Harper, E, Jeff Moreau.
Yes, I indeed did have fun writing these questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Combat Vet in chat writes F, LeBron James. All right, show your answers. We got some D's, we got some A's, we got some other answers. What is the correct answer, Sam?
Yeah, I see D, I see A. The correct answer is indeed D, Jack Harper. And for those of you who know that from primary source material, props to you, because that would come that would only come from external media. From the Mass Effect universe. As far as I know, unless there's something in the games that actually indicates that Jack Harper is the true identity of the Elusive Man. But as far as I know, that only comes from external media, meaning the books, the comics, the things like that, external media. So, yeah.
I used to think his name was Tim, and then I realized it was the Elusive Man acronym.
I almost wrote Tim as an option. I almost just wrote Tim.
Tim? The Enchanter?
It would have been a good plot twist if Joker was the Elusive Man, though.
Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've been the Elusive Man the whole time. How? You've been on the freaking ship piloting it. Don't ask
me. By the way, answer C there, Terrence Bollea. If that sounds familiar, that's because that is a play on the Hulk Hogan's name, Terry Bollea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and here's the Steve Bannon guy.
I think Steve anyone Bannon. who appreciated that joke probably keeps up with the news a lot.
I mean, he's basically the Elusive Man anyway.
if Steve Bannon's the elusive man, humanity might be more screwed than we think.
Oh God. Anyway, let's move away from politics. Why don't we move on to the next question? All right. So who is the Spectre assigned to evaluate Commander Shepard for entry into the Spectres? I'm going to let you read these names, Sam.
Sure thing. So A, Jondam Bao, B, Tela Vasir, C, Avidus Rix, D, Nihilus Kyrick, or E, none of the above.
Oh, you did the grade school thing. You did the none of the above thing.
I did the mind fuck thing.
Whoever invented
so
that.
So I'll read that. I'll read that list again since I did put none of the above. A, Jondam Bao, B, Tela Vasir, C, Avidus Rix, D, Nihilus Kyrick, or E, none of the above.
All right. Time to show your answers. See what you guys put. I see a bunch of D's. What is the answer?
Yeah, I see a bunch of D's. So D is in fact the answer. Nihilus is the Spectre assigned to evaluate Commander Shepard for entry into the Spectres.
Very nice. Very good job, everybody. All right, question number four.
Have me doubting the last name.
Yeah, makes me want to do the none of the above.
That's what caught me up.
Yeah, Nihilus is pretty iconic, you know? And then you think about Kyrick. Was Kyrick it? All right, question number four.
Especially when you put that none of the above.
Yeah. So who is an avid fan of literature and poetry out of this list? Morden Solis, Thane, Caden Alenko, Jack, or Ashley Williams? Again, Morden Solis, Thane, Caden Alenko, Jack, or Ashley Williams? Avid fan of literature and poetry. All right, put your answers down. If you don't know, you're just going to have to guess. All right, show them. What do you got? We got A, D, E. We've got a variety.
We have a variety of answers.
Man, B. All right. What is the answer, Sam?
I never anticipated this would be a tough question, but maybe that's because I love poetry. But anyway, the answer is indeed Ashley Williams. She often quotes famous authors from Earth. One of them is actually one of my favorite poems, Ulysses. So if you've never read Ulysses, I highly encourage it. Go check it out.
All right. Question.
I think it's because Morden sings. That's why people picked him.
Morden sings.
Because he is a fan of poetry.
Yes, indeed. Pirates of Penzance, Gilbert and Sullivan. That is one of Morden's favorite songs. And it's actually due to a funny Easter egg with the voice of Morden. The voice of Morden in Mass Effect 2 actually played on TV in a TV production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance in 1985. So that was a little throwback that the writers put in for him.
So question number five, what do the Geth call the War of the Chorians? The Creator War, the Creator Conflict, the Exodus, the Morning War, or the Consensus? So I'll repeat it again. What do the Geth call the war with the Quarians? The Creator War, the Creator Conflict, the Exodus, the Morning War, or the Consensus? Give you guys a few seconds to think about this one. All those Geth, what would they call this? Put yourselves in the mind of a Geth.
No, the last time that happened, it hurt.
Well,
wouldn't it be mines?
Well, the mines. Well, a singular. Well,
Hive mind.
And the hive mind of the Geth. Yeah, phrasing some things like that is difficult, isn't it?
Some of us have never been part of a hive mind, and it shows.
All right, let's see the answers. Show them. All right, we got some bunch of D's. We got a B, an A, a C.
Yep, I see a bunch of D's, and those who would say D, the Morning War, are correct. That is what the Geth call the war with the Quarians.
Point of clarification, just because I want to know, is it morning as in like sunrise morning, or morning as in I'm sad and have lost something?
Every spelling I've seen has been morning as in sunrise.
Yeah.
Well, that brings a different. Oh,
yeah.
It does play on the two meanings of that particular word. So it works.
It's interesting to think about the difference in that. Like, it completely, depending on which spelling it is, it's a completely different tone.
I mean, that was when they woke up and became a true AI, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's exactly why the writers went with that. And I think it's pretty astute of some of our patrons here to pick up on the wordplay, the morning war, meaning mourning as if you're mourning the loss of something.
Just picturing a guest standing on his front porch, like sipping a cup of coffee and the sun's coming up. And he's like,
it's the best morning. Part of waking up is Quarians off your fucking world.
Exactly.
Sam, do we want to do the bonus question on this, or do we want to just move on?
Why don't we save the bonus questions for the end if we need really like a lot of tiebreakers? Because I feel like we might.
Okay.
And if not, you know, we can always just do them for fun.
All right. So each of the correct questions, look back through your questions. Each of the correct ones you got on this was worth 50 credits.
Oh.
50 credits. Did anybody
each get... Each of the multiple choice.
Each of the multiple choice questions. So each of question, this second part. Did anybody get all five correct? Wow.
Hey, good job.
All right. Nice. All right, so we're going to be moving to the wagering section. Sam?
All five of the multiple choice questions worth 250 points or credits, and all 10 of the numerical questions worth 250 credits as well. So maximum amount of points you might have is if you add the 250 to the 250, you get 500. You add that to the 1,000 you already had. But if you got all 10 right from the first section, you give yourself another plus 100 bonus points. And if you got all five right from the second section, you give yourself another 100 bonus points. So those who got all five right in the multiple choice question category, go ahead and give yourself 100 bonus points because you got all of those right. But as I remember, I don't think anyone got all 10 right from the first section.
All right. Cool stuff. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and thank you guys and the rest of our patrons. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do the final round where you guys get to wager. And I'm going to give you a hint here. There are two wager questions. So think about your strategy. Think about how many points you have, how many you would like to wager on your first and second question, and what you think you might want to do with the points that you have left. All right, we'll be right back.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this station is mine. I like the sound of that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking for an RPG podcast that isn't just D&D?
Roll to Cast is the answer.
No, wait, sorry. What games have we played so far?
Well, we've done Cyberpunk 2020.
What does it mean? to have a voice.
And there's going
to
be something big coming, Chumba.
Hey, if you're listening, I won. I beat you. You suck.
There was a time when we were slamming things against our phones. And
Vampire the Masquerade.
Chloe, Sam.
You can't use those words!
He's going to grab Vincent, press him against the wall.
I'm mesmerizing.
This is Adelaide's Anarch movement.
First out of your chair, your hand goes to your gun and you draw.
Pulp Cthulhu.
Told you I had it.
Oh, we've all got the creeps going. I love it so much.
All right, there.
Screechy child.
My favorite daughter.
Maybe after what we just seen, we're feeling a bit trigger happy.
And the new Cyberpunk Red.
Babe, you're good.
But better.
Thought maybe you might be able to give me a counter off.
Dos Fidania.
Straight through his neck.
I don't see bone either, but I'm not going to look.
My leg's fine.
I always knew you wanted to fly, kid. Come find me.
Roll to cast.
R-O-L-E.
A new game every season.
Original music.
Original stories.
Interviews with the creators.
And delightful Aussie accents.
Listen to us on all good podcatchers.
You can support us on Patreon for bonus content.
That's Roll to cast.
R-O-L-E.
Come discover a new world.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, the part where I get to thank you guys, specifically you guys who are here with us right now, and all of our other patrons for helping to support the show, and Pipe Man and Sovereign and Stagger and Stumble and everybody else. Thank you so very much. You guys are awesome. You are what help me and Sam get to do this every week and make this a thing. So, man, you guys are the best. We can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you guys doing this. And then being here once a month to hang out with us and do these fun game shows and chats and things. You guys are just the best. We love you so much. Also, I hope you guys are excited about getting these t-shirts and stickers that we made. And man, we're super excited about that. If you haven't checked them out yet, make sure you go to patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast. Go look at the stuff that's posted on there. You got to scroll down a little bit now. There's a post with all the t-shirts that are set up. These are limited edition. If you are signed up right now as a tier 4 or higher person, you will be getting the t-shirts. If you're tier 3, you'll be getting stickers. As long as you stay signed up, you will be getting each of these as they roll out every 3 months. Make sure, and you guys especially who are here with us right now, make sure your shipping information is accurate and is set up in your Patreon account. And these will automatically ship once you are signed up for 3 months in a row. And once these are gone off the Patreon, they will never be anywhere else ever again. They will not go up on the store. They will not be back up on Patreon. These are limited edition. These designs will not happen. They will not reoccur ever again. You can wear them on future episodes of the show. You can show them off. You can be like, hey, I got this when it came out. Nobody else ever is going to get this design ever again. So that's our big thank you to you guys. We didn't up the cost. We just kept things as they were. We wanted to say thank you for supporting us and for staying here and being part of this month after month. So thank you. A big, big thank you from me and Sam to you guys. Thank you for being here. Anything else we want to say, Sam? Usually we call other stuff out, but I feel like this show is all about these guys and I don't want to take too much of their time.
Getting the support from people who actually know what the hell Mass Effect is a complete game changer. And I think it means that this show is different and always will be different from any other Mass Effect show out there.
Yeah, it's for me, it's always been being involved with the community and building the community. I think you guys might have heard the new tagline that we put on the beginning of the shows recently. If you have, it's gaming, lore, stories, community. And these shows are always about those things. Gaming, the lore, the stories, and the community. That's what all of the shows on the network are about. And like, we wouldn't be doing this if the community part wasn't there. So thank you to all of you guys for being a part of that. Why don't we move on with the rest of the show? Because we've got to get to the finale. We got to figure out who our winner is. So let's do that.
Spit it out. Or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, here we go. This is it. Sam, do you want to ask out the final questions for us? I know you set up this thing. This is your baby. So we've got we've got two questions on your on your paper. Before we ask the questions, I want you to write question one, Q1, and put a wager. Question two, put a wager. You got it? And the total of those two wagers can't be more than your total sum of your credits right now. So you might have to do a little bit of math.
Quick maths.
You can't
just to
wager.
Clarify, we're
guess, like, we're putting up points to win if we get the question right and lose if we get the question wrong.
Yes. Yes. So easy math. Let's say you were at a total of 1500 credits. You could wager 10. You could wager 1000 on the first one and 500 on the second one. You could wager 1500 on the first one, but then you wouldn't be able to wager any on the second one. You could wager none on the first one and none on the second one. You could play it totally safe and just assume that you're going to get them both wrong. Like, you could wager one on the first one and 1499 on the second one. Whatever strategy you want to go with. Right? Whatever, however many points you think, but whatever you wager, you'll potentially win, right? So if you wager all of your points, you could completely double the amount of points that you have by the end of this. You could wager 50% of your points total, right? So you could wager a total of 750 of your points and don't wager 750 of your points so that you keep at least half of them if you get it both wrong. Whatever strategy you want. Can we
wager points on question two that we won on question one?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We're just gonna, you just have to guess right now. Okay. Does that sound fair, Sam?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So are we picking our wagers for both questions right now?
Yes, you're picking your wagers for both questions. This is a blind wager for both questions. And you have to write it down right now. And then we're all going to show, when I say show them, we're all going to show the wagers right now so that we can see it ahead of time. This is part of making sure it's fair because we're all remote, right? And we want to make sure that everybody's wagers are fair. Nobody can change them in the future. There's no funny business. Do we have a category, Sam? Do we want to give them at least a category, like a hint?
No.
Okay. This is tough stuff. This is just Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Just Mass Effect.
I want it to be totally fair in terms of how people are wagering. So no hints.
No hints. All right. So everybody have your wagers down? All right, here we go. Put them up. Let's see both of your wagers. All right, wagers are up. There we go. We got the proof. Some people are a little bit more conservative. Some people are going all in. All right, there we go.
All right, wager question numero uno. Explain the basic science or scientific theory that allows the galaxy's spacefaring species to travel at faster than light speeds.
Like, what is it called?
Yeah, so obviously, what is it called? But I'd like a brief explanation, just very, very brief. Very brief explanation of the science behind the thing that allows everyone in the Milky Way that travels through space to travel at faster than light speeds.
Mm-hmm. 2,500 words. You've got
double space.
Yeah, double space. You've got 2 weeks. You've got to turn it in. You can, if Sam is not in his office, you can slide it under the door.
And by the way, the name isn't important. You don't have to get the name correct. I'm going to be very flexible about the name of this scientific, theory idea. So you don't have to get that part right. The more important part is just explaining what
is actually happening. Like, what is the mechanism? Yeah,
what is actually happening? And, you know, I think I would like to go patron by patron to hear their explanations.
Right. But you have to write it down. We have to show it on the screen, and then we're going to go patron to patron to read it, right? That way we can go back and say, like, oh, this person changed it. That's not right. Again, keeping it all above bar, because there is a real reward here. I'm not saying I don't trust anyone, but I don't trust anyone. I guess I just said I don't trust anyone. There's one thing I've learned in this world, it's that I don't trust anyone. People. I don't trust people.
I just have stick figures and arrows. Does that count?
Yes. If it's clear.
Interpretive dance.
Yeah, if you want to do interpretive dance, that's fine.
We'll fuck it. We'll do an interpretive.
As long as we can't see your butt, don't show us your butt. That's called a callback joke.
Yes, and not meant literally.
Sam wants to see your butt.
We would like to stay on Twitch. Please don't
please
do that.
Please don't get us kicked off of Twitch. Ain't no holla back,
girl. Anyone need more time?
Come on, bet.
All right. Turbo Toboggan needs some more time. We'll give you about 10 more seconds.
I'm done.
Oh. All right. Never mind.
He didn't need
you
10
get
seconds.
No more seconds.
He's good. All right. Trevor, you good?
Yes, sir.
All right. Trevor's good. Everybody's good. All right. Hold up your pages to the screen. There we go. Oh, wow. Look at this. We got some quick answers, some longer answers. All right. Here we go.
Looks backwards.
Okay. Why don't we start top left? I don't know what your screen actually looks
Everybody's
like.
Everybody's screens might be different. So why don't you call them out, Sam? You call them out and we'll just kind of go through the list.
Sure. Why don't we start with Turbo Toboggan?
Probably wrong, but I don't know the theory, but like it makes a field that makes the object lighter so they can achieve near light speed, because the closer light speed you get, the heavier you get.
Okay, so I'm going to hold off on saying who's right until the very end. So thank you for that.
Thank you for your answer, psych. Turbo Toboggan.
I had using easier to lower or raise massive objects to go through space.
Thank you for the answer, Trevor.
I wrote Mass Effect uses element zero and electric current to raise or lower the mass of an object.
Okay, and Genesis?
I put Mass Effect barriers are created with element zero, allowing travel to the relays.
Okay. Teacup, what do you got?
Uh-oh, Teacup, you're muted still.
The use of element zero to manipulate Mass Effect fields of an object.
Excellent. Thanks, Teacup. And Sarah?
I wrote Mass Effect in parentheses, element zero allows for matter to be reduced by a certain amount to make it capable of moving faster for the duration of the flight in parentheses, FTL.
And a little gong sound there at the end. That was cool.
Sorry, that's my water bottle.
That's fine.
She was entering FTL.
She was emphasizing her answer. Pong at the end. That was good.
Lena, what do you got?
I mean, at this point, I'm asking myself if I've even played Mass Effect.
Oh, like, no.
Do you even Mass Effect?
Yeah, like, it's embarrassing. Like, just ignore me. Just go on.
Oh, no, you don't even want to read it out?
That's okay.
I don't know. Like, I know, I didn't even know it has something to do with Ezo, but like, okay.
All right.
Okay. Pipe Man, what do you got?
I wrote Ezo, bitches. Element zero, also known as Ezo, you can apply either a positive or negative charge to it, and what it does is it alters your applied mass, which allows you to travel, you know, through quarters of empty space.
Thank you. And Sovereign.
So I put element zero raises and lowers an object's mass, and it does this when an electrical current is applied. It releases dark energy, creating a Mass Effect field.
You know, this warms my heart. You are just all so fucking fantastic. You all got it. So
very nice. Congratulations.
Group dance party.
Warmed the cockles of my heart. I thought, you know, for sure, if we go too scientific, maybe that would be a little bit too difficult. But I have not been let down today.
It's what the series is called.
It is. It's the name of the series.
That's very true. It is the name of the series. One of the reasons I picked the question.
Isn't it the same theory that allows for the use of biotics as well?
It is. It is indeed the same theory that allows for the use of biotics. And it is the same theory that allows for the use of the weapons that are used in Mass Effect, because they don't use ammunition. They just slice off a very thin piece of a metal block and propel it at very high speeds.
And somehow a toothbrush.
Yep.
Also a toothbrush that somehow doesn't shred your gums.
I've been taking probiotics with no discernible effect. So
that's a shame. I was hoping that you were like manipulating things at a distance by this point.
I almost blew up a kid once.
Awesome. Congratulations. Add the amount of points that you wagered to your total. And now we're moving on to the final question. All right, Sam.
Yes,
what is our final question?
Dun, dun, dun. All right. We have wager question number 2. Name every major sentient Milky Way species, a.k.a. everyone that we've done an episode on besides the Protheans and besides the Yogg. Name every single one and their homeworld.
We want a list. We want a list of the species and their homeworld. Species, homeworld. Species, homeworld. Species, homeworld. Should we give them a total number that we're looking for so they can kind of know when they've hit it?
Yeah, let's do that. I actually did not count.
We'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So there are 13. When you've hit 13, you know you're there. And this does not include, well, no, it does include humans. So we'll give you that. It includes humans.
That's a freebie.
That's a freebie.
I think we all know the human homeworld.
Oh, crap. What is the human homeworld?
Soul.
It's Eden Prime.
Well, we don't live on the sun.
It's the solar system.
We live on the Earth.
Cue Daft Punk around the world.
Around the world. I wonder if Buddy Bot can sing that.
Around the world.
That's pretty close.
Indistinguishable.
Get Kevin to sing it.
Get Kevin to sing it. Here, let me. I can try that. I can tinker with this while you guys are doing your thing. If you guys have not listened to Learn About SCP Foundation with your new best friend Kevin, the SCP bot, around the world. All right, ready? This is going to be Kevin's contribution to society. You ready for this? This is going to be amazing. Here it goes.
Around the world.
It's pretty good.
Fucking bars. Love what I'm hearing in the studio there.
All right. Kevin's a master lyricist.
If I can come up with a question that I believe will stump Sam, can I earn bonus points?
Oh, wow.
I like it. Perhaps.
We might want to consider that for the next episode. Because that,
yeah, maybe the core, what does maybe a Corian's breath smell like? Sorry.
What does a Corian's breath smell like?
I'm imagining like a dirty goldfish tank.
Ugh.
Curry and vodka.
Ugh.
I imagine the live ships being like a primate house at the zoo or something. It's just humid and it stinks.
Dog food.
Dog food?
Garrus.
I mean, like, you know, dogs have like dog food breath. I mean, they don't really brush their teeth.
What would Corian food smell like?
I mean, I guess the chemical makeup is very different, right? So, like, it would be very distinct.
I just got a straw that comes out of the helmet and slurps it up in like a slurpy form.
I'm imagining something mosquito-like.
I believe it was an emergency induction port.
Indeed, yes. It was.
Yes. That's what it was.
All right. How much more time do you think we need?
It is a little bit, but I think if people know it, then they know it.
Can I ask one clarifying question?
You have one.
For the for the Drell, are we doing the original or when they moved to the Hanar?
Either are acceptable.
Okay.
Around the world. Around the world.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin just wants to keep singing.
It's my thing, man.
Yes, Kevin, we know.
I'm also blaming you guys for why I couldn't figure out the last name of this one, because all I could think of is Danny DeVito. And I almost wrote down
Danny DeVolis.
Oh no, we've ruined it. We've ruined it forever. You will never not think of Danny DeVito now.
DeVolis farts.
So I blasted him.
With my wind.
So anyways, I started blasting.
Anyway, I just started blasting. Oh no.
I am a biotic god.
You think anybody just goes bolus tipping?
What if we raised, what if we did a fundraiser? What if we did like a, what's the site where you raise money when you do stuff?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe or something like that for a mod pack where we get a really good Danny DeVito like voice impersonator to replace all the Volus dialogue in the Mass Effect games, like a mod that replaces Volus dialogue with Danny DeVito.
That might be possible. Like wages per hour, I'm thinking you probably wouldn't need more than $1,000.
Yeah, we could just raise like $1,000. We could pay a voice actor and then like a modder, someone who can code in, you know, just replace all the MP3 files, swap them all out, and then like, you know, like, I don't know, a patch file that would just patch it all out for all three games.
Yeah, there's really not a lot.
I volunteer to do all the recording.
Can you do a Danny DeVito?
If you guys can find the actor, I'll do all
you'll
the...
You'll do all the recording? Okay.
I'm an actor.
Can
do it.
Can you do Danny DeVito's voice?
Give me a little bit of time to work on it.
All right, you work on it. We'll put together a GoFundMe. Maybe we can pay you guys for your time. We just need somebody who can patch that in, who can actually do the coding to like swap out the files. What is Danny DeVito's voice?
You imagine Volus like the most picked on race in the Citadel.
Yeah, go watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Danny DeVito.
And then listen to the Volus episode of the Lorecast.
So I just blasted him. that's it. Oh man.
It's low and gargly.
Oh no.
Danny DeVito, like that's what his voice is.
All right. Well, all right. You guys have the answers? You good?
I think they probably got them.
I think this is it.
If they don't have them by now, then they're looking them up.
Okay. Here we go. No,
I just don't know them.
All right. Here we go. Everybody, get ready. We're going to show all the answers.
Yes.
Show your answers on screen. Ready? Three.
And two, as you're showing.
One.
As you're showing them, I'm going to go ahead and read off the correct answers. So keep them up at the camera. The correct answers.
Now, remember, there are 13. If you have more or less than 13, then it's not right.
The correct answers are Turians from Palavin, Salarians from Sirkesh, Asari from Thessia, humans from that little rock called Earth, Krogans from Tuchanka, Volus from Irun, Elkor from Dakuna, Vorcha from Heshtok, that one actually was difficult for me to remember, as well as the Batarians from Karshan. Drell are from Rakana. We also accepted Kaje for that. Hanar are from Kaje. Of course, that is their homeworld. The Quarians are from Rannoch, but we would also accept the Migrant Fleet if you wrote the Migrant Fleet. And the Geth, we would also say their homeworld is Rannoch. However, if you wrote the Perseus Vale, we will count that as well.
All right. So did anybody get all of those correct?
Oh, right. Vervada. Vervada, you got it right. And Sovereign? Did I see that you got it?
But there's 14 there. So what's our call on that? Would you have Leviathan on there also?
If he included a bonus one, but he got all the others that we listed, why not?
So that counts as well?
Yeah, I mean, he answered more than he needed to. So I think probably counts.
All right, cool. So if you got that right, add those points, whatever you wagered on. And if you got it wrong, you're subtracting.
You have to get them all.
What was that? Sorry?
Do you have to get them all correct, or are we doing points?
There's no partial. You have to get them all correct. If you missed any of those, then you got the answer wrong. You have to subtract the points you wagered from your total. All right.
I use my phone for the calculator now.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Do your final calculations. Get your final points in. And we're going to do a raising of the hands. We're going to see who has their hands raised. Don't show your final points. We're going to do a raising of the hands. And we're going to give you a second to finish calculations. And we're going to start at who finished at... Ravati, you good? Just calculate it out. All right. So we started at 1,000 points. Did you finish? Did you break even? Did you break even at 1,000 points or more? Raise your hand. Oh, Lena didn't do it. I'm sorry, Lena. But most of you guys did. Congratulations. All right. Did you keep your hand up if you are still alive? If you got through this with an extra 500 credits at 1,500 points, keep your hands up. Wow. Most of you guys did. Look at that. Congratulations. Nice work. All right. Did you double your score at 2,000 credits? Oh, we've got two people still in?
We've got Trevor and Sovereign. Is that what I'm seeing?
Trevor and Sovereign still in? All right. Trevor, how many points did you have at the end?
Precisely 2,000.
Right at 2,000. And Sovereign? Yes, sir. Sovereign's at 3,075.
Dang.
Big winner. Sovereign wins.
Well, Sovereign, nicely done. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
All in the lucky mask.
Lucky mask.
I should have bet. It's because he's a Reaper.
It's because he's a Reaper. The Reapers know all.
I just didn't answer the second question at all. I just, there was no way. So
there was a tiebreaker that I had reserved, and this one will just be for fun. I will be just severely impressed. It doesn't really count for anything if anyone can get it right. What is my favorite quote from the series? I have mentioned it during the lore cast before.
Oh, I should go.
Oh,
I think Turbo Toboggan might have an idea.
I have an idea, but I don't remember the quote, but I know who says it and when they say it.
Exactly. I know who and when, and
I know it's the kind of about something too.
Wait a minute. You like Tally, right?
Me? Yes.
No, N7.
Oh, there's no hints here. There is a correct answer. Actually, there's two correct answers that I will accept, by the way, because I've said it twice, and I listened back to another episode. I know I said it twice.
Oh,
you say Kila Salai a lot on your I'm streaming notifications. I know that.
I did.
I think I know it.
Wait, can I guess? Because I don't think I'm right. But
go for it.
Go ahead. Guess.
Is it at the end with Garrus? Right before you do the beam run, and he's I remember you mentioned it like way earlier about him doing the like, I have an order for you. I've romanced him, so what he says is different. Well, what does he say to normal people?
To normal people.
That is an amazing quote. May you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. That is an amazing quote, and I do love that one. However, it's not my favorite from the series.
Figured I was wrong, but it was the only thing I could remember that you said you liked.
That's a good guess.
I can just go ahead and
wait, is it
I've had enough of your disingenuous accusations.
is it this?
It's actually you big stupid jellyfish. No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna do the big stupid jellyfish.
You have got to be kidding me. Therefore, as a faithful servant of the Enkindlers, we too must serve the Reapers. You big stupid jellyfish.
You know, it's not that one.
it's not that one. And I think Blasto actually has a quote that's something along the lines of this one, or you must be fornicating with this one or something like that. It's pretty amazing. That's not it either, but that is pretty funny. The quote that I was thinking of was after time adrift among open stars, along tides of light and through shoals of dust, I will return to where I began. And yes, some of you were onto that. That is spoken by Tally.
On her loyalty mission.
Is she your wife?
So I was half right.
Is that from the movie she likes?
No.
No.
Oh, it's her passphrase to get onto the migrant fleet.
Oh. Yep. I forgot.
Yep. There was another possible answer to that, and that, of course, is everyone's favorite Javik quote, stand amongst the ashes of a trillion dead souls and ask the ghosts if honor matters. The silence is your answer.
Ooh. It's kind of dark.
It's very dark.
Javik? That's kind of rough.
Like Javik entirely.
Yeah, that's kind of... Mm. Mm. Well, guys, thank you for joining us. This has been super fun. And kitty cats. Hello, kitty cats. And congratulations to Sovereign. Thank you again for being here. And we're going to be sending you out your reward. I hope you wear it with pride and show it off. And please do send us your address so we can ship it to you. We'll be sending that away to you. And hopefully the shipping doesn't take forever, so you can show it off to everybody. And guys, thank you for being here. There's a lot of you. Normally we'd go through and just say how everyone can be reached and things, but please, just if you guys would like to chat with any of our patrons, I'm sure they would love to talk Mass Effect with you guys. We are chatting in there all the time on the Robots Radio Discord. You can reach out to any of them on the Robots Radio Discord. And if you guys have any cool things you are doing, speaking directly to our patrons who are here right now, please share that on the Robots Radio Discord. If you are doing so many cool projects or things that you do on the side and you want to share that stuff, please share it on the Discord. I know a lot of us have other creative endeavors, things that we're doing out there. That's part of being part of our community. So please share links to other things you're doing. I would love to check out any cool stuff you're doing, like art or content creation or even just other side projects and things. So please share that stuff. I would love to see it. I know a lot of people in our community would love to see it, and, you know, Twitter accounts and things like that. So please go on there, go onto the Robots Radio Discord, go into the Mass Effect channel, share that stuff. That's where all that stuff is going to be. Thank you for being here, guys. This has been super fun. Sam, anything else you want to say before we go?
You know, I just wanted to thank of our patrons again. As I mentioned during the middle of the show, and I saw some comments in chat, maybe my audio didn't come through. I sincerely appreciate all of the patrons who support our show, and of course the tier 4 patrons and higher that are here with us tonight. Interacting with the community is part of the reason that I originally, you know, decided to do this. So you all make it worth it. I know that sounds so cliche and then maybe fucking cheesy, but it's true. And I really do mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being here. And we'll see you next time. We'll be back next week with one of our regular episodes. What are we diving into next week?
So we are going to be continuing our sub-series on the factions of Mass Effect. And I think we have a decent chunk of our listenership that has been waiting for this episode. We are going to be covering Cerberus on the next episode. And that is going to be an episode and a half. And I might mean that literally. I'm not quite sure.
We'll see.
It might end up having to be two episodes. I haven't began the research on it. I don't know how long the show notes are going to be. I generally determine whether or not these episodes are going to be multiple episodes based on how many pages are these show notes.
Yeah. Some of them get pretty long too. So, but we always want to make sure we do the topic justice. So if it ends up being something that seems longer than an episode, we'll span it for two episodes in order to cover everything well, rather than cut out content. So we'll see you next week talking about some Cerberus stuff. And until then, stay safe. We'll see you guys out there. Thanks again for being here. See you guys next time. Wrong button. I always do that when I have to. All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
Following is a public service announcement from the Starter Set Dungeons & Dragons podcast. This is your D&D campaign. This is the Starter Set podcast.
You know how, like, poison frogs don't lick each other's backs?
So, it's Howl's Moving Castle with a face.
Hey there, I'm Great Mandibles.
Because one of the party speaks abyssal. You're all going to die.
And then adventure falls into your lap. Plop.
This is your D&D campaign after listening to the Starter Set podcast. So join Sam and Ed every Friday on the Starter Set podcast for prime Dungeons & Dragons content. Any questions?
Hey Guardians, we are the Destiny Show Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things Destiny 2. We invite amazing guests from the Destiny community to share their stories and discuss the latest topics from the world of Destiny. Check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We will see you, Starside.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.